thought that we had a good practice today. We started a game week, so to speak, in preparation for the Tampa Bay game. So our schedule today was in regard to lifting and meetings and practice and post-practice will be just what we'll do the week before the Cleveland game. So I thought, for the first time out and getting guys used to a new, different type of schedule, I thought we got a lot of things accomplished.
Joe, what did you think about the Richie Incognito Antonio Smith incident?
As I've said many times, it's important for our players to play the game the right way. I certainly don't coach the Houston Texans, so I'm not going to comment on their players, but I think it's important that our players play the right way, do things the right way on and off the field. And right now, that was Saturday night. Today's Tuesday afternoon. I'm focused on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Did you think Richie handled it in the right way?
Again, that's for the film. It's not really for me to judge. It's on film. People come to their own conclusions.
As far as making up for Dustin Keller's receptions, could that be a Daniel Thomas job? Does it have to come from the tight ends?
Not necessarily. I mean, it could be, a variety of positions like you just mentioned, Chris. It could be more from a running back position. It could be more to the receivers. It could be more to the tight ends. That's, kind of to be determined. It's a evolving process right now.
In terms of Olivier Vernon, you saw a lot that made you promote him to the starting unit. Are you seeing the consistency that you're hoping for?
Yeah, I thought he had a really good practice. I saw a couple things. I was in the defensive install meeting this morning, the recognition of a toss crack on a third and short play, really getting good penetration. I saw him make a couple good pass rush moves. He's demonstrated ability here throughout practice to consistently get pressure on the quarterback. So I think he's had a very, very productive camp, and now the proof will be as he continues to play more in the games.
How do you know when a player's light goes on? They're ready for that elevated role.
Well, you're never quite sure until you throw him in there, but he's done enough good things out here, be it in a one-on-one setting, in a half-line setting, in a team situation, that it gives you confidence as a coach that, once you put him out there under the lights, so to speak, that he'll be ready and prepared. And I think he's demonstrated basically all you can do here. Now it's time to do it out there.
Joe, is the running back job still open in your
estimation? Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what do Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller need to do to,
I think they both perform well. When they've had their opportunities, they both perform well. Obviously, Lamar has to catch the ball on third and two when you're wide open like that. That's a play you have to make in that critical situation early in the ball game when you want to start fast. But I think they both had a productive camp, and there's still more, to be played before we make a final decision.
Will it matter to you who starts? Because obviously.
We want to reward the guys that we feel earned positions on the football team. So obviously, it's going to be important who the starter is.
If the season started today, would Clay be your starting
back? It all depends what we're doing. That's a flexible position. As in this offense, we do a lot of different things with that player, and it depends what, emphasis of the game plan we may want to have. We got to have more than one, that's for sure.
Stabilizing right guard than you were, say, a week ago or a few days ago?
Yeah, probably not. We have to get through a practice week and see how things, it's good to have John out here, but we have to see how things go.
Deion Sims, we know how well he can block. What's your evaluation of his pass catching?
He has good hands. He has very good hands. He catches the ball with his hands. I think one thing you guys probably notice, as we do, is that he's not a body catcher, and he uses his hands to pluck the ball, which we like. He's had a couple ones that are questionable. He's got to do a little better job in the games, but I'm confident with his hands. He has very good hands.
How would you assess Lance Lewis's first game, getting in there with action?
I thought it was good. You got to kind of throw him out there a little bit, so to speak. We've kind of brought him along gradually, which I think is a smart thing to do. We gave him an opportunity. He did some good things. There's some things he probably would tell you he needs to shake off the rust a little bit, so to speak. But, again, we got him out here on the practice field and working, and we'll see how he progresses during the week.
You guys went out today and signed a linebacker, not a tight end. Is there just not right now out there what you wanted at tight end?
Not necessarily. We're investigating a lot of different possibilities. I wouldn't read too much into that.
Joe, the penalties that you had last game, maybe the last 2 weeks, we didn't see that early in camp. Is that a major concern, or is that a kind of down-the-line concern?
It's definitely a concern. I believe we had 6 during the game, if I'm not mistaken, that were enforced. That we have to do a better job. We want to be a team that has 4 penalties a game would be our goal. That would put you potentially at the top of the list in the league. But that's certainly the way we want to play. We want to be a disciplined football team. You certainly don't want to go backwards. There's no question about it. And we had some plays, quite frankly, that were unnecessary. And, you know, I talked to the tight ends on the sideline. You know, I think each one, you know, we spread around the wealth at the penalties at the tight end position early, which we got to do a better job.
The defense seems to be pretty good. It seems to be pretty stable. I know it's, you know, it's not perfect, but what do you think about the defense at this point?
Yeah, I like what they're doing. We got to do a better job. We already talked to the guys today. Look, you know, when we play Saturday night against Tampa Bay, I want to see us get lined up properly. I want to see guys executing their assignment, and I want to see great communication on any potential adjustments that need to be made based on a formation or a front or any type of, you know, alignment that Tampa Bay presents to us. That's when, and that'll help our play speed. That'll help us play better in all three phases of the game. Because there's times we got to line up better. We got to line up quicker. We got to line up faster. We got to communicate better. Not uncommon at this stage, but still needs improvement.
We saw Richard Marshall out there at safety today. Is that just something situational?
Yeah, just a preparation type of thing. You know, covering different potential things that may happen from a depth standpoint.
Guys, all set.
What about Randy Starks being back out there?
Yeah, it's good to have him back. You know, I got to watch the tape a little bit closer, but it's certainly great to have him on the practice field.